SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage! Sports Rage with Gabe Morency.
Rage all you want.
Level 3. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morency. The picks, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust up, and everybody else in between throwing it down. The quickest 180 minutes in sports talk radio. Thanks to Kevin McGuire from Athlon Sports for joining us on the program. Shout out to Big Card Julio Rosario in the Windy City, Chicago, for repping. We've been all over the place. Mike Blewett, New York City. We're going all parts of the country. All right. And speaking of which, we're going international here. So we got the biggie Eric Cohen stepping up and in a couple of minutes. But let's squeeze in Clam Chowder. Right now, before we get to our AM radio affiliates, Chowder stepping up and in twice this week. What's going on, Chowder?
Hey, Marvelous Gabriel Morency. How are we doing tonight?
We're doing all right, Chowder. We're getting ready for the Olympics. Fired up. Next 3 weeks, degenerate all night, betting on sports we know nothing about. Can't wait, Chowder. How you doing tonight, Chowder? Why are you up so late tonight, Chowder?
I'm surprised myself. I did a quiz on Twitter, and I have to own up. And the first winner was a Gigi for Habs, and number two was my number one Aboriginal walkabout mate Mick Aussie. It was to find me in my grade 4 and grade 7 class picture.
All right, what was the prize?
To give them a great shout out. So, feel the passion, you guys.
How about an autographed picture or something? So, that was the prize, a shout out. That's good stuff, Chowder. So, what's the deal, Chowder? Are you going to a football game in a couple of weeks? Are you going to see the Toronto Argonauts play?
Yeah. With the great chef of Sports Rage, Rhino Hainser.
Oh, man, he knows you can eat a lot, Chowder, huh? He better buy for like a family of four. When's there going to be the two of you? It's going to be a family of four feast.
Yeah. And he might surprise me with a smoker.
He might surprise you. I don't know where to go with that one, Chowder. With a smoker, I like that. I don't know where to
no,
go.
No,
that.
It is the smoker barbecue.
Yeah. What game are you going to?
August 21st. It's called the Smoker. August 21st at BMO Field.
Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. We're losing control here on a Thursday night throwdown. I know what's going on. All right, so we got to get the big ear. Cohen coming up in a couple of minutes. We're going to talk NFL football. You ready for some
Eric Cohen. Eric Cohen, my great buddy.
He's not on hold yet, Chowder, so we'll say hi for you, though, all right? We're going to give a shout-out to the old school.
All right, sounds good. It brings back a bit of the old score days.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Score Television Network. So let me ask you, Chowder. You saw the NFL rules today. Said players, if they don't get vaccinated, they don't get paid. Nobody gets paid. forfeit. You agree with that or you disagree?
Hey, I agree with that. Everybody has to be vaccinated, Gabe. Like it or not, the more vaccinated we get, the more freely we can be, honestly.
You know, I got a poll question up here. I got to see what's coming. And, you know, John, this whole thing, listen, if somebody knows, for health reasons, I understand, somebody doesn't want to get vaccinated, seems to be dangerous for women in their 50s, some of the vaccinations, etc. But if you want to be on a team, Chatter, right? Like, no one's forcing you to get vaccinated, but if you want to be part of a team and everyone else is, and you're going to be a danger to screwing up the season, and not even a health situation, like, you know what I mean? Like I said, Chatter, you gotta, there's so many things, hoops you gotta jump through for this player. Like, you gotta, like, what? You gotta book a separate hotel for the guy now? You're a coach, you gotta go to a separate meeting now with this guy? You gotta go in earlier in the morning to meet this guy because he can't be in the room with everyone else? Like, it's ridiculous, Chatter. But listen, Chatter, we gotta get out of here. 30 seconds. Give us a legendary goodbye here, Chatter.
All right. And everybody get vaccinated, though. Let's all have a great secret cream. It's a hockey ball playing Chattering. Feel the passion, Gabe.
Hey, God bless you, Chatter.
Hey.
These guys have a hard time understanding what goodbye means. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Everybody else in between, including the Big E, Eric Cohen, who steps up and in to break it down with us. Cohen, it's always a pleasure, my man. How you doing?
Doing great. How are you, Gabe?
Doing good, Cohen. The countdown is on. The National Football League preseason starts in less than 2 weeks, and I know everybody at TSN Edge is excited. I know you've been posting previews and predictions for the upcoming NFL season. I've already put in two NFL futures so far, two NFL win totals. How many bets have you put in so far?
You know what? For me, I really like the Minnesota Vikings to win the NFC North. You can get it about plus 240, plus 250. I think there's great value with the Vikings just based on all the uncertainty going on right now with Green Bay. Obviously, I don't feel like Chicago and Detroit are anywhere close. I think Minnesota last year, you know, their defense was absolute garbage. You know, I think Mike Zimmer called it one of the worst defenses he'd ever seen at one point. But yeah, you know what? I think they improved defensively. I believe that Kirk Cousins is still a capable quarterback. They've got weapons on offense. Dalvin Cook's got to stay healthy, obviously. You know, they've got the receiving core. Obviously, you saw what happened with Jefferson last year. So for me, you know what? The Vikings at that price, I take a shot because I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to play with the Packers. I really don't think he's going to. I think he's set right now in his ways. It's going to turn the whole division upside down. And to me, the Vikings at that price are the value play.
It's interesting that you say that. And, you know, that's speculative, like stock market investing, right? Speculative gambling. So right. you don't think, because look, the odds makers clearly do. If they've got the Green Bay Packers at minus 135, right, the Vikings are at plus 240. And then we got the Chicago Bears plus 400 and the Detroit Lions, poor bastards, at 21-1, who don't have a hope. Like, Detroit Lions,
no hope. No,
Detroit Lions wouldn't win the SEC East, right? Let alone the NFC North.
They're going to be good at breaking kneecaps this year with Dan Campbell as the coach, right? So
yeah, he's going to break kneecaps and eat them and stuff, eat their legs and eat their flesh and all that type of stuff. I don't know. I love how people love that stuff during press conferences.
Yeah.
stuff. Those coaches always suck, bro. They never win games.
They're terrible. They're terrible.
Guys that come out with that stuff, oh, we're going to run through a wall and punch him in the mouth. It's like, oh, shut up, coach. Like, you know what I mean? Like, really? Like, yeah. We get it. You're enthusiastic. So you don't think, so if you believe that, then yeah, I totally get it. Yeah. If you really don't believe, Cohen, that Aaron Rodgers is going to be the quarterback of the Packers, then you can take the Minnesota Vikings at plus 240 and the Bears at plus 400. Because I think one of those other two teams would win if Aaron Rodgers isn't there. And then conversely, where do you think he goes? Everybody thinks Denver.
Yeah.
So then, you got to sprinkle on a future play on Denver then.
Well, you know what? Everyone says, where's he going to go? There's a chance he just sits out. I just feel like Green Bay might pull a Lions with, Barry Sanders, Calvin Johnson, and just not trade him. Just let him rot.
That's interesting.
Yeah. The possibility, I think, because I don't think that either side is going to budge. I don't think the Packers are willing to trade him, and I don't think Aaron Rodgers is willing to play for them. I mean, he, I don't know why, to be honest with you, if you think about it. I mean, they drafted Jordan Love last year. Rodgers goes out, has a fire under his ass, has an MVP season. Obviously, there were some issues in the playoff game. He didn't like kicking the field goal when they were down by eight, not going for it on fourth down and all that. But to me, There are some. I don't know where this vile hatred has come from with Aaron, but since that loss to Tampa Bay in the NFC Championship game, it's been pretty clear that he just does not want to play for this team. And as you said, we're a couple weeks away. I don't think that's going to change. What could happen now in the next few weeks? They've already offered him a contract that would make him like the highest paid quarterback. He doesn't want it. He just doesn't want to play there.
Eric Cohen with us, and you raise good points, Cohen. And I'll give you props because nobody has talked about him just not playing at all as opposed to where does he end up? Because that's another thing. We are just weeks away right now.
Yeah.
It's not easy to trade a guy that makes $40 million a year, bro.
Right.
Oh, yeah, by the way, how's your cap doing? Hey, I know the season starts in 7 days, but hey, you up for this deal? Right? Like you put yourself in there's limited teams that want to do it, have money to do it, could do it. And now, there's not a lot of time to do it. It's always about the team, right? So I got to wonder, Cohen, when is it that Packer players finally get pissed off? And I don't think it's until camp starts for them. That's when this becomes real. But you're right. We're only a couple of weeks away. And I think he will show up, Cohen.
Okay.
I think it'll be the last minute type of deal. Oh, will he or won't he? Maybe he'll miss the first few days of camp type thing. And he'll say, I'm here because of my teammates. I think that's what he'll drop.
Okay.
And sort of like breaking up, like Seinfeld said, you're just rocking a Coke machine. You got to do it a couple of times for it to fall down. This is the beginning of the end. I don't think he signs the extension, bro. I think he plays, but does the Brady thing, he leaves when he can type of deal.
That makes sense. I mean, like, how does Devontae Adams feel, right? Here's a number one, two receiver.
Well, he's already said, Cohen, and that's crazy. He's pretty much on, he's not messing with Rodgers.
Right.
Because he knows, that's my guy.
Right.
And I don't want to be a wide receiver. It's almost like taking the man's side. I'm a wide receiver. You're the quarterback. I got to have your back. Because, dude, he's a free agent after this year, Cohen. And he's already dropped. Yeah, I don't know. When they said, will you stay here? He could point blank, I don't know. What does that mean? It means hell no.
Right. So, you think about it. If Rodgers is the quarterback, Devontae Adams, if he's healthy, probably has 1,500 yards and 11 touchdowns. What's he do if Jordan Love's the quarterback, right? Nothing close to that. So
what do you think if Aaron Rodgers does play? Do you still like the Vikings to win a division?
No, if Rodgers plays and he's motivated like he was last year, Green Bay's the best team in that division, right? So I wouldn't lay a minus price, because anything can happen as far as, him just all of a sudden having an issue again during the season. I feel like Aaron Rodgers is a bit of a prima donna, to be honest with you. I feel like you saw what happened with him and Mike McCarthy. That relationship just blew up and it was really ugly. I feel like he's not the easiest guy to get along with. There's even been talks about, him with the new coaching staff, Matt LaFleur and the new staff, 2 years in, they were having disagreements, right? So I don't think Rodgers is the easiest guy to get along with. He's not like, I'll give Brady credit, right? Brady probably thought Belichick was the biggest prick, but the two of them just wanted to win. So they just put those.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
One. So.
That's a good point. And for me, Aaron Rodgers, come out and say what your problem is, bro.
Right.
Like, and let you know what I mean? Let the fans know, listen, I don't like this. This is what, do an interview with someone. You know, Pat, he's buddies with our boy, Pat McAfee. Say, yeah. Listen, Pat, this is a problem here. This is what. Yet it's always just this encoded, cryptic stuff, Cohen.
Right.
It's not the fans. It's not the city. It's not my team. It's just some stuff.
It's stuff.
It's stuff in the culture.
Right.
What do you mean the culture? What, your culture that won 26 games in the last 2 years?
Right.
Like, what's your beef with Matt LaFleur? The guy's, he's won 26 games, Cohen, in 2 years.
Yeah.
How many teams, like, and that's another thing. So what, Aaron, you want to go to Vegas? Go to Vegas and be on a bad Vegas team, bro. Have fun with that. You ain't beating the Chiefs. Chargers are up and coming. Like, I don't know, like, and the Denver thing, okay. Like, he goes to Denver. That's not an automatic Super Bowl appearance for him. The Bills are still better than the Broncos, even if Aaron Rodgers goes there, bro.
Hey, the Bills have given Aaron Rodgers fits the last couple of times they played him. He didn't do very much against that defense at all. So, no, you're right. I agree with you. Like when he was golfing and Tom Brady was taking those shots at him, you know, Aaron smiles and he doesn't really, but he says nothing. So obviously he's
Brady really is a prick. Like you said, he's like, hey, you're going to play for the Packers next year or what? Like he's had ribbon him. That's good.
You know, I think he probably confided in Brady what his issues were, and Brady was making some like jokes about it without actually saying what they were. But you know, yeah, he's a tough cookie, right? Like, you know, you're right. He's been the back-to-back NFC championship.
Well, NFL Cohen is so military-like, and Rodgers is more laid back, right? It's not. He's a different type of cat, different type of personality, more with the big ear Cohen on the other side. Bring it.
Loser.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Season is on, and I'm not just saying that, man. We're less than 2 weeks away from the start of the preseason, which means the regular season is around the corner. Time to start placing bets. I've got a couple of win total bets placed already. The biggie, Eric Cohen from TSN's Edge, told us he likes the Minnesota Vikings to win the NFC North at +240. And the Aaron Rodgers saga continues, obviously, and that's going to affect the NFC North odds. So if you think Aaron Rodgers won't play, then I don't have a problem. Step up, take the Vikings, take the Bears. I will say, Cohen, I think the Chicago Bears are better than people realize. The only question is, how quickly do they get Justin Fields onto the field? Because I think he's better than Andy Dalton right now as is. Like, what are you waiting for? Get him out there.
Yeah, I didn't like what I saw from Andy Dalton last year when he replaced Dak Prescott after the injury. You're right. I don't think Dalton's got much left.
He's a backup.
There was nothing I liked out of Dalton last year, and quarterbacks don't generally just age and get better. So I don't expect to get any better than
unless you're Fitzpatrick, that son of a bitch, who has aged and gotten better. I'll give him credit for that.
Yeah, I think Fields is probably the guy there pretty early on. The Bears might as well develop him, right? I mean, like, listen, it didn't work out with Mitch Trubisky. He's obviously now in Buffalo as Josh's backup, and I think that's probably a good spot for him. But they got to develop a quarterback in Chicago. And
you know, the Bears made the playoffs, bro, last year.
They did.
With Mitch Trubisky and Andy Dalton.
And
Justin Fields is better than both of them.
Yep. I'm 100% in agreement with you. And you know what? Listen, they didn't obviously – There are flaws on that Chicago team. I mean, their defense, but it was, and you know, they're obviously offensively, they've got a few good weapons. But yeah, I mean, listen, if Aaron Rodgers doesn't play, then Chicago's right there. Right? He is right there with Minnesota. As far as some other win totals, you know, I like Indianapolis. I do. I think Carson Wentz is going to bounce back. I think they probably win that division over. over Tennessee. Obviously, I think, you know, obviously Jacksonville and Houston are, you know, they're 3-4. But I like the Colts. I like that run game that we really saw develop last year late in the year. They have two or three backs that can rush for 1,000 yards. I think Taylor's the real deal. Wentz is going to love that offensive line in Indianapolis, something he didn't have in Philadelphia. And I think they bounce back. I like the Colts in that division.
Over under Colts win total, 9.5 right now at FanDuel. We should note a shade it to the over. It's -150 to the over. But, of course, 17-game schedule now. So
10-7. Yeah.
10-7 is not asking too much. You're right in that division. I don't know about Carson Wentz. And I'm not a Carson Wentz hater, but I don't know, Cohen. I really don't. I don't know if he's an upgrade on Phillip Rivers, bro. I don't think he is. Like, if you ask me, you said Morency, and I don't even like Phillip Rivers. Sorry, Feinberg. But don't tell him I said that.
No, I won't.
I got nothing personally against him. But I thought Phillip Rivers was kind of done for years, Cohen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, like, he lobs the ball. He's not mobile. Like,
yeah.
But I'll give him credit. He played better with the Colts than I thought he would, bro. And I'll tell you what, he nearly beat our Buffalo Bills, Cohen, in the playoffs. It wasn't like Rivers' fault. He played well.
Too close, I know. Way too close for comfort.
I was like, come on, old man, screw up.
Yeah.
Waiting. I was like, dude, it's time for you to throw your pick. And he wasn't. He's talking smack to the Bills. And yeah. I'm like, dude, like, you got to screw up. He finally did. But honestly, and it sounds crazy to say it, Cohen, you know who screwed up the Colt Bill game? Frank Reich.
Yeah.
He was a great coach. He had some weird calls calling in that game. He had some weird decisions that he made.
They had a fourth down that they went for. You're right. That didn't work out for them. And then that last drive, the clock management wasn't great. You're right. Buffalo got a little lucky. I thought Indianapolis had three or four things they definitely messed up in that game.
So, you know, I like the Titans a little bit more. But okay. Like you said, if you're Carson Wentz, guys, what better situation can you go into? A quarterback whisper and guru and Frank Reich, a stud young running back in Jonathan Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
You got some weapons to work with. The offensive line is being rebuilt, mm-hmm. right? So the old line is still good, but it's being rebuilt a little bit. And you're in a crap ass division in yeah. which there's only one other good team. So
there's four guaranteed wins in that division, right?
Yeah, or at least, yeah, close to, right? So I don't know. This is it. We'll see if he can deliver. I'm not sure that he can. I sort of think it's the same, but I get it. 10-7-ish. I like Tennessee better, Cohen, than Indianapolis. Right. I prefer the Tennessee Titans.
But what do you think happens with Deshaun Watson? We've heard really nothing about it in so long. And
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, he obviously wants out, and then of course all the massage parlor stories come out, and we're still waiting for the NFL to really say anything.
I said at the time, bro, I don't know how you feel about it, but I said at the time, I said, we can't bury a guy and suspend a guy because he's getting sued, Cohen, because some sleazeball lawyers got 22 people. Like, he has not been criminally charged
mm-hmm.
once.
No.
Like, you know what I mean?
No.
He's never broken any law. So, in other words, Cohen, he's a sleazeball in a massage room. You know what I'm saying? All right. So what are you going to tell me? That, oh, he grabbed a stripper's ass in a strip club once? Oh, you better suspend him. Listen, I'm not defending his actions, like, in the room if he made people feel uncomfortable.
Right.
But there's nothing here, Cohen.
Okay.
Dude, the Houston police have investigated. There's nothing here. So I don't see what – and honestly, I think Goodell, and even though it's only the Houston Texans, but – and their season, whatever, they're not contenders, but you owe it to Deshaun as well. I don't think anything happens, Cohen. I think if something was going to happen, they would have told them by now. I don't think anything happens.
I think the silence has been really eerie, right? We really haven't yeah. heard out of him, right?
And no.
And
if or we're the here, NFL.
No.
Not like the NFL. We're looking into it. We're really concerned. Right. They're sort of like, I don't know, when someone gives us something, we'll do something about it. Like, show us something.
Okay.
Right? It's just a bunch of hearsay. But, you know, the rumor is, Cohen, that the Eagles want Deshaun Watson. Because, remember, Deshaun never wanted to play for Houston in the first place again anyways.
No. Right?
So, and I thought, Cohen, I actually thought at the time, because it turns out the lawyer guy,
All right, and he's one of these sort of, you know, a lot of lawsuit stuff. I don't want to say anything crazy because he'll sue me. But, you know, he's the neighbor, Cohen, of the owner of the Houston Texans. He's the neighbor. So I sort of thought, wow, I think they're smearing Deshaun to say, you know what? You want to get traded? Not only are you not going to get traded, we're just going to smear you publicly. We know about that deal with the massage girl. You know, I think they just sort of, bro, we know about you pulling it out. All right? You know what I'm saying? Like one of those type of deals.
But, you know, then
he threatened to sue the team, too. So then I don't know, right? The lawyer threatened to sue the Texans, too.
That's the thing. Like, if that were the case, it makes it that Deshaun's not tradable if he's suspended. And Houston gets nothing for him, right?
But they didn't want to trade him in the first place.
Okay.
Maybe they go like the Packer route. You know what? Screw you. Sit. We don't care. Sit. Right. We'll play Tyrod Taylor.
That's not going to be a good look for them.
They're a train wreck, Cohen, anyways, buddy. The Texans. It's too bad because they got good fans. They got everything built in place. They just were never able to get over the top. So as far as the Bills are concerned, Cohen, I'm sick of Cole Beasley, and we haven't even played a damn preseason game yet. And I'm not here, Cohen, to tell people what to do with their body, right, in any capacity. So I'm not like, you're a loser, you didn't get vaccinated, you don't want, you know what I mean? Like, you can't, I'm not going to do all that type of stuff. But at the same point in time, you know as well as I do, bro, coaches don't like distractions.
No.
Teammates don't like answering questions about other teammates that are non-football related every day.
No.
And owners of teams don't like people that they're paying money to going on Twitter, tagging them in Twitter rants that belong on the Alex Jones show and like some bat crap crazy stuff, bro. Like listen, in Buffalo, guys, Josh Allen, I don't think Josh Allen got vaccinated. He got asked about it a few times, didn't really want to talk about it, and then basically stated to one person, I'm looking into it, I'm researching it. Type of thing, which means no, I didn't do it, right? And but the difference is, Colt, Josh Allen's not on Twitter every day, bro, bitching about it. Like, oh, I'm not doing this now. This is America, and all. Josh Allen keeps his mouth shut and says, all right, whatever. If I'm not going to get the vax, whatever. I got to take the test daily. It is what it is. But now with these new rules, Cohen, where you forfeit the game and you don't get paid, and your opponents don't get paid, Colt, what does Cole Beasley do, bro? What do you think about Beasley even before these rules? Did you want to keep him or get rid of him?
Get rid of him. Honestly, it's a distraction you don't need. And you talk about these new rules. Gabe, think about last year. Remember what happened with the Baltimore Ravens? You know, like they had that huge outbreak, right? And, you know, then they had an issue where Dez Bryant was on the field and he tested positive. They had to get him off the field. You know, they had to play like, you know, the Steelers got screwed. They had to play like three games in like a week and a half because
we got screwed, Cohen. You and me, the Bills, by the Tennessee Titans, crap. And we had to play two games in 5 days against the Titans and Chiefs.
That's right. We had to play on the Tuesday against Tennessee because
and then the Monday. Yeah.
Yeah. Because they had the outbreak right after the Pittsburgh game. So that's what I mean. Last year, the schedule was messed up. But if these rules were in effect, then Baltimore would have forfeited games. Tennessee would have forfeited games.
Wow.
That's what would have happened. And these are playoff teams. Those two teams met in the playoffs. So it's going to be really strange this year. And teams are going to be really careful. They cannot afford to have a Cole Beasley type situation where you got a non-vaccinated player that's up the whole locker room. That can't happen. So in my opinion, you cut bait with him. He gone. Done.
He gone. So, a late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage, the Big E, Eric Cohen. Great stuff, Cohen. We'll talk again soon. May the winners be yours.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's a big crowd welcome us back, even though we lost.
Hey, I'll give you something to cry about, you loser. You can't catch a football? Let's see if you can catch a rock.
Quickest 180 minutes in sports talk radio. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci. SiriusXM channel 204. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates as well in the late night hours. Thanks to the Big E, Eric Cohen. Great to catch up with the Big E, Eric Cohen. We've had a lot of men. And, you know, it wasn't really even planned this way, but it really turned into an old school night, didn't it? In which we had the Big E, Eric Cohen, Clam Chowder, Bob from Vermont. Like, a little bit of everything. New school with Mike Blewett, Kevin McGuire. He was like the normal guy out of everyone tonight. And then Julio, the insane person with 82 plays a day. Big Card Julio. That's what we call him, Big Card Julio. So, it's great talking football. And listen, you know, we've been talking a lot of football. I've been on top of the countdown and stuff, but it's getting real. And I've talked about, I put two plays in. This new COVID stuff, though, is a little bit alarming. It's a little bit alarming. And it's not just Cole Beasley. And you know that there's players in every room that agree with Cole Beasley. And it's already started with other Buffalo Bill players now. So for the record, we had a poll question up. Sports Rage, at Sports Rage on Twitter. That's me, Gabriel Morenci, at Sports Rage. Do you agree with the NFL's new COVID policy? No pay for anybody and forfeit of games. All right. So far, we've got 170 responses. It sort of got buried, and I posted it in the middle of, like, another rant-type thing. I didn't even like it. I didn't put like or retweet. Maybe I'll like it. You know, I'm an idiot. All these years, I've always believed the retweet's better than the like, but I guess everyone does this like stuff. So, nevertheless, 56.5% say 56.5% say right thing to do. 24.7% say it's a totalitarianism. That's how I worded it. Right thing to do, totalitarianism, find at middle ground. Right thing to do, 56.5%. Totalitarianism, 24.7%. Find middle ground, 18.8%. And I'm sort of in the fine, not really fine the middle ground part. I'm more of the, you know what, if you're not vaccinated, shut up part. And you're not going to tell everyone else what to do. That's one of those deals. Like, that's how I feel about it. Like, if you're not vaccinated, you know, I'm fine. Like, I'm not like the moral police about, oh, you got to do them for the good of this and the, you know, that. If you don't buy the science, you don't buy the science. Right? But don't expect, if you're in a small minority, right? Like, basically, if teams have 85% of their players and 90% of their players vaccinated, you're part of the 10%. So, like, imagine that. And so it sounds like a lot, but it isn't. So, look, there's only 53 guys on an NFL team. So, look, 53 guys on an NFL team, and let's say that 90% of them are vaccinated, which is kind of a high rate, but there are teams that are, like, 85, 90% type thing. So that only means there's like five players that aren't doing it, right? That only means there's like five guys. So 10%, all right, if there's 15%. Like I said, like there's, I don't know, they don't like saying which teams, but, and that's another thing too I was thinking about, is I bet you the NFL and Goodell and the other owners, because remember that too, Goodell's the face of this stuff, but that's why he makes $48 million a year. Right? So he can get blamed for this stuff. But he doesn't make these decisions. It isn't arbitrarily. Like, Goodell works with the owners, right? He works for the owners with the owners type thing. That's that deal there, right? So I think they waited, guys, until they reached the threshold, right? They probably said, all right, look, we've got 78% of the league or 78, and they know who's not vaccinated. It's not like the teams don't know, right? So the teams know. And then the teams can say, you know what? So there's going to be 13% of guys are going to bitch. So what? And out of the 13% of the guys, maybe two of them are stars. Like, they don't care about Cole Beasley, right? DeAndre Hopkins would be a problem. But the thing is, you don't get paid, DeAndre, right? You don't get paid.
That's funny. NFL players, like, they're big on that. All right, so you're going to give your signing bonus back too? Oh, no, no, right? No, no. But that's your right, I guess, right? So it's your right not to. So, like, that's the whole thing. It is your right not to get it, but it's the corporation's right to react the way they want. But, to me, it's the selfishness aspect of it. And not like I said, if I had a teammate, I know people close to me are vaccinated. I don't care. You know what I mean? But they can't cost me millions of dollars. They can't cost me millions of dollars. They can't cost me a Super Bowl. They can't cost me and all my teammates who have worked hard every day and two-a-day practices and all the studying and blood, sweat, and tears and physical pain that we put in. That what, three or four of you on our team, we're going to live differently because of you? Yeah, because Cole Beasley, you don't like this, so you're right. So as I stated, you're right. So now we as the team, because you're uncomfortable, should pay for another hotel. And we should pay for, like, everything else should be separate. And we should, other coaches should have to come in early to meet with you, right? Like, at some point, don't you realize you're like, wow, I kind of am just being a selfish brat here, aren't I? Right? So, yeah, no, everyone else should conform to me. No. Like I said, that's why I don't have a problem with Josh Allen, right? Josh Allen's never once bitched and said, oh, these protocols suck. I don't want to do this. I'm going to quit. He doesn't say anything, right? That's the deal. Like these players that run their mouth about it. So my deal with this is, though, so I said this before this came out, but don't think that the NFL didn't realize, you know what? We have enough players to play right now. They can't walk. Right, because I see people saying, "Oh, the NFL players can walk and they don't have a league." Yeah, what? Where are people gonna go? You're gonna go start your non-vax league? How long is that gonna last? I'd love to see it. Hey, I'm all for the pro steroid league. I'd love to see it. The pro COVID non-vax league. Good luck getting a television contract. You know, week by week, we'll pay week by week. All right, if you guys show up, survival of the fittest. Whoever survives the year, you guys win. All right. Yeah, can we still get paid? That's another thing, too. So, all right, Cole, and other NFL players. Fine. So, did you expect to get paid, too? So, you can't play, even though you turned down a vaccination, but you still want to get paid, I imagine, right? So, you see where I'm going with this? It's funny. Like, they're all about rights until it's the owner's rights and it's their money and stuff. Then suddenly, no, what about the union? And I have rights and, like... You know, but it's funny, you didn't care like a moment ago, but like, so look, I'm a Buffalo Bills fan and everything is aligning well for the Bills this year. Besides the fact that Kansas City Chiefs, Bills fans seem to forget that. A lot of people seem to forget that. People are like giving the Bills the Super Bowl or something or the AFC. It's like, guys, the Chiefs are still there. Right? Like they fixed their offensive line and they're in a bad mood this year. But I don't like what I'm seeing out of the locker room in Buffalo. All right, now here's Jerry Hughes, linebacker / hybrid, whatever. It's not really a linebacker or defensive lineman. You know what I'm saying? Jerry Hughes, he's a good football player. I've always liked Jerry Hughes. He brings it. So Jerry Hughes tweets, so the top scientist in the entire world got together to figure out how to combat COVID-19. And when it came up with a vaccine, you questioned them. They're all trying to save lives, and you have doubt. And Jonathan Feliciano says it's been proven that COVID was made in a lab. Fauci was part of the Pfizer board. That's why people don't want to get the vaccine. So you don't want to get the vaccine because Pfizer's making money. Pfizer's going to make money without you, Jonathan Feliciano, whether you do it or not. Sad to come to the realization you cannot trust the government. # Fauci lied, people died. Like, yeah, like, I'm sure the Buffalo Bills are, like, really, really pleased. really, 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 really pleased with all this. And, you know, I don't even know where Jerry Hughes is going. Jerry Hughes is, like, arguing with people and going back and forth. So this is what I'm saying. So these guys, are they thinking about football right now? Are they thinking about, you know what? We haven't won a Super Bowl in our franchise history before. No, they're not, right? They're just thinking about this crap. So it's something to consider moving forward. But I don't think massive stars won't play because of this. Look, DeAndre Hopkins tweeted out that he's questioning his future in the NFL after this. He quickly deleted that. Right? I think his agent probably called and quickly reminded him, right, that there's nothing to be uncertain about if you want to get paid, DeAndre. Right? So, you know, like, that's the whole thing. Like, that's why I really, Cole Beasley's really pissing me off. So, you want to get paid, you don't want to get vaccinated, but you don't want to go through the protocol. And somehow he's a hero. Right? No, you sound like a selfish little whatever. What's a word, you know, I could use here that won't offend some of our AM radio affiliates in some parts of the country. I was going to use a word that rhymed with SWAT. But, like, really, he's just a little, you know, I guess we'll use the word punk. Like as I still think about that, like, if you're a Cole Beasley defender, so what is it that you want? Besides telling me that Fauci lied, people died, whatever. We get your hashtags. So what is it that you want, Cole Beasley? What is it that exactly you want? So you want to get paid. You want to play in the NFL. You want to be on the Buffalo Bills. But so you can be on the Buffalo Bills. Nobody's telling you can't. Right? All right. So your choice is now you get vaccinated and you don't get tested every day and you don't stay in a separate hotel and you don't eat separately from the rest of the team. Or you get vaccinated and you live a normal life. So I don't want option one. I don't want option two. I don't want option three. So what is it? So Cole Beasley wants to play in the NFL, not get vaccinated, and not abide by any COVID protocols. That's what he wants. So you're right. You're right, Cole. Because of you, because you're like LeBron of the NFL type of thing, because the NFL wouldn't exist without Cole Beasley, right? Because of you, you're right. Let's drop all the protocol. Let's stop getting vaccinated. And let's just let you go about your business because you're uncomfortable and, you know, because of the podcast you watched, right? Let's bend over. As I stated, all right, so you got 10% of players on a team. Let's say it's 15%. That's seven guys. Seven guys a team. How many of them are stars? And even if there's a big star, like Josh Allen, whatever, Josh Allen's not stupid. He knows, well, even though I don't like this, I'll either do it or I'll shut up because I want to get that $40 million I'm going to make this year. Right? Like, as I stated, I got no problem. Don't get the vaccination, Cole Beasley, but don't bitch about the protocol after. Like, so what? You don't want the shot, but you don't want the protocol, but you want to get paid. All right. You're right. All right. You're right, King Beasley. Anything else, sir?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hours, or it's actually in the afternoon for him. So late night, that's great. Got people from all over the world. And exactly, it's not the Cole Beasley Football League. You know, so the CFL stands for Canadian Football League, Cole, not the Cole Football League. Not the Cole. And as you see, I got a nice CFL football. Their balls are bigger, literally and figuratively. And I got to say, too, the set is really starting to fill out, right? You know, it's going to, we'll start to add with it as time. Although the centerpieces, I wish the Bills helmet stood out more. I didn't realize it was black and it is what it is. It's real cool in real life. But I gotta tell you, the Joker really pops, doesn't he? Yeah, you can't hate the Joker. I think the Joker's really popping. The Joker's popping. You can never go wrong with Batman and the Joker. So as far as all this COVID stuff in the NFL is concerned, I'm not kidding when I said I'm concerned about future betting. And I don't think major stars are going to walk away. Like, you know, look at DeAndre Hopkins. What? You're not going to make $25 million, bro? Yeah, really? Okay. Like, so I don't think – that's why I think the owners knew they nothing's really going to happen. Maybe it's like screw Cole Beasley. And Feliciano? Really? Feliciano? You think you have any juice, bro? Like, nobody cares. I don't hear Tom Brady complaining. Do you? No, that's funny. We don't. I don't hear, like, you know, it's like you're the only one. Right. So, but my deal is this is going to cause problems in the room. Right. They don't talk politics. It's funny. People think like politics. NFL players don't vote. Right. NFL players don't vote. So, right. They don't talk politics. So, like, they don't get divisive about anything. This will divide them and there'll be fights and stuff. And the problem is, we'll find out after the year. Oh, yeah. Everything fell apart due to the COVID stuff and the protocol. There was a big brawl. And, like, we don't know. Right? It's like betting on the stock market. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.